the pop drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like right there in your head. I just wanted to make you cough and sneeze.
How was it today?
Yeah, they're slow today. When I left last night, the wind had picked up really bad, and it was raining. It was like blowing the rain sideways when I walked out the door.
Yeah.
Did you hit a lot of people at home?
I didn't hit a lot of heavy rain, just steady. Hey, how you doing? Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, yeah, please.
Contact, finally.
Cool.
On the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed in the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard in this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Or relay that at a toll-free 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to board council members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will be available at the county's website. Okay. Board Council members Nancy Whitney, Chair, Kyle Myers, Vice Chair, Kim Colton Bosnos, Kayla McInnes, Secretary Tammy Harris, Business Address, Clark County Department of Administrative Services. County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. Call to order, pledge allegiance and vote.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nancy Whitney here.
Kyle Myers here.
Ken Whitney here.
Kim McKinnis here.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by majority vote. Approval of minutes for October the 12th, 2022. Approval of the agenda for November 9th, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and motion for approval of the minutes for October 12th, 2022. And second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And that's approved.
Approval of the agenda for November 9th, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll also make a motion to approve of the agenda for November 9th, 2022. Have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Agenda approved.
Okay, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz.
All right, thank you, Chair. A few quick updates. We have the brand new Commissioner Naff's newsletters for November. They're in the back. Please let us know if you ever want to get on the mailing list. We can add you to that and you get electronically as well. So a lot of good information. It was a busy month in October and we highlight all November. I had a great time attending the Denim and Diamonds event at Walking Box Ranch in early October. It was a great turnout, a lot of history that was given, a lot of tours. I know I saw a lot of familiar faces here as well. I also did the bus rodeo in Laughlin for Silver Rider, which was a lot of fun. It was the employee appreciation event for all of the drivers and families and all that. So they actually let people, even myself, drive a bus in a controlled area, so no one got hurt or anything, but that was a lot of fun. And then I want to extend a big congratulations to our very own Kyle Myers over here. He was named Spirit of Nevada with the Community Achievement Awards with the Chamber of Commerce. I was a judge a few years ago. It's no easy task to be named that. I mean, he's had a lot of competitions, so I'd love everyone to give him a round of applause.
Thank you, Mark, and just like to thank the community and all my friends and neighbors for giving me support over my time being in the public view of things. So thank you all. This is your award as well as mine. So thank you.
Okay. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. Receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Kim Colton, Volunteer Fire Department. I talked about that. We have not had any calls for service in the month of October. I think it was approximately 8. So it's been light, been on the fires, just medical runs. And a couple of vehicular accidents. So next month, I will make sure that I have the exact statistics for October and update them. And the one last reminder for safety, for fire safety, as we go into the winter months, is for heater safety, to make sure you have a plug-in heater to use. Do not use extension cords, and make sure that that's the only thing plugged into that outlet, so that it does not overheat the electrical and cause fires.
Received a report from Sandra Yasinchak with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hello, Sandra Yasinchak, Y-A-S-E-N-C-H-A-K. A report for Searchlight Justice Court, month of October. Our court calendar was a little, we did 17 arraignments, 16 status checks, 15 preliminary hearings, 18 traffic bench trials, actions taken, sent 56 cases to collections, a total between citations, Metro NHP, and Nevada Department of Wildlife. We took in about 323 paid cases, so we processed full from and got paid on those, so that was always good. Criminal dates, every other week we do criminal and traffic. Our traffic was today. So our next criminal is November 22nd and December 6th. Our traffic is, well, it would be the 23rd. I think the agenda says 22nd of the letter. And then the 7th for the traffic. Criminal traffic is Tuesday. Traffic is Wednesday. So we do criminal Tuesday, traffic Wednesday, every other week. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Received a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Kathy Flanagan, F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N. In the month of October, there were no main or service line leaks. Water usage in October 2022 was 3,630,000 gallons, which is a 1,950,000 gallon reduction from October of 2021. Yeah, really nice. So what we attribute that to is we've been working with some commercial customers where we had identified leaks. And I went back through previous messages. It looks like since June, I've been reporting month-over-month reductions. So the community's doing really well there. And we continue to work with those customers to try to identify leaks and help them get them fixed. I know that at the last meeting, I'm sorry I wasn't here, but I believe we were asked about connections and water service availability. So we have Searchlight has a total of 335 connections. 288 of those are active, 47 are inactive. We know we could easily accommodate another 90 residential accounts right now. When it comes to commercial and industrial, we have to take those on a case-by-case scenario. Everybody's water use would be different. We did look, we don't see any records of being contacted by any commercial businesses that wanted to develop here. But I do, if you hear of a business that's interested, we gave you our contact information earlier. Tammy, Mark, they know how to get in touch with me. We will sit down with you and that developer, and we can go over what it would cost to hook up to the system here. So I think I covered everything, unless anybody has any questions.
I do. One question. So you mentioned there's 90 additional residential hookups that could be, and that would be not inclusive if all of the connections became active, because there's 47 that are not.
On top of that, for those 47 inactive, we could handle another 90 new ones. But then I'd also like to point out that reduction in water use. I'm just doing a little math on my way here, which is scary. We deal with acre feet of water. So an acre foot is 325,000 gallons. We have traditionally said that that was enough to service two single families per year. Because of conservation and better water efficient features in the house, I've now heard our messaging that it can sustain seven houses for for a year. So when you do that math, you'd get a net, that $2 million gallon reduction that you saw year to year would be another 6 acre feet. So it's another 42 connections. So to some degree, Searchlight's ability to grow is in Searchlight's hand. If we can get those reductions to stay and continue to go down, that's more water that's available for residential and commercial development.
That helps answer the question. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you. Received a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Anna Bilbrey, Clark County Parks and Recreation. for programs, we have 30 visits. The Parks and Rec Holiday Party will be on Monday, December 19th here at the Community Center. It's going to be following the parade, so about 5:30 to 7. The Holiday House Decorating Contest, we're going to do that again this year. You'll have until December 14th to have your houses decorated, and the winner will be announced at the holiday party. The Searchlight Splash Pad, I've been trying to get as much information on it as possible. I'm bugging them every month. It has been assigned a project number, and it's been assigned to Blake Bennett in RPM Design and Construction as a JOC project. JOC stands for Job Order Contracting, which means that the project will be awarded to a pre-selected contractor to do the design, permits, and construction. We also got a new person at Calnavari today, so they're cleaning up the building and everything, and it should be opened up for people next week. And then the last thing I wanted to do was introduce Griffin. He is the new recreation specialist for South County.
Good evening, everybody. Griffin Grasso, G-R-A-S-S-O. I'm the new recreation specialist, so you'll be seeing my face a lot more often. Thank you very much.
That's all I have.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Received a report from the Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. I'm the library assistant here at the Searchlight Library and have been for slightly over a year. Our branch manager, Caroline, had left in August and was holding the fort for the couple of months in between, but we now have a brand new branch manager who just started last week, and then let me introduce you to Tyler Young.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tyler Young, Y-O-U-N-G. I'll be taking over duties at the Searchlight Library going forward. For the moment, the Searchlight Libraries of Operation are expanding. We will be open Tuesday, Wednesday from 11 o'clock until 6 p.m. Wednesday at 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. We'll be opening Friday and Saturday now, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. going forward. Programs will be returning around 2023, an estimate of February at most. I need to get more comfortable in the branch before I can bring programs to the community here. Three Square will be continuing service. The hours have changed. We'll serve food from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We'll have future material changes coming to the library. I'd love for all of you to take a moment and stop in as I'm redoing the interior. I'll have new materials to check out, redo the design of the library going forward. And we're going to have a community conversation. Hopefully we can set that up here going in the future when I talk to Parks and Rec for renting the space. We want to engage with the community to learn how we can go bringing more things going forward for you guys. We're looking to get a grant at the library to earn more money so we can bring future projects out here for all of you.
Thank you. Receive a report from Michelle Brown, Searchlight Veteran Organization.
So, Searchlight Veteran Organization report for November. The Trunk or Treat event was a huge success again this year, thanks to all the town folks who came out and beautifully decorated their vehicles to make this all come together. A special thanks to Metro, our volunteer fire department, and Parks and Recreation for their participation on such a busy night. Silver Rider joined us this year with the Haunted Bus, and the kids all had a blast, thanks to Miss Sue. We appreciate the extra effort you put forth for us. We especially want to give a shout out to the Horseshoe Pit folks. Every year they come up with something new. This year with a chili cook-off, everyone enjoyed chili, hot dogs, chips, and cornbread. They make it every event an extra fun, filled evening. As always, they have our heartfelt gratitude. Now we are on to the Christmas festivities. Our toy drive will begin next week. We are asking for new unwrapped gifts appropriate for ages 5 through 13. Metro will be bringing us gifts again this year, and the fabulous Metro volunteer officers will be here to help wrap. The Parade of Lights will be held on Monday, December 19th at 5 p.m. Lineup will be in the lot north of the Rebel. Maps of the route will be available at the lineup, and this year the parade will end at the community center where Santa will be handing out gifts during Parks and Rec's holiday party. If you'd like to participate in the parade or have any questions, please stop by the community center Monday through Thursday, 8:30 till 1:30, or call Michelle at 702-912-6275. Thank you.
Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
I have no report to give, but I'll take any questions, concerns, nothing. Okay, thank you.
I actually have comments. So nothing to do within the town, it would be on Highway 95. I spoke with Sergeant Dice today because I know he had been working on getting a study done for the northbound traffic coming into Searchlight due to the increased accidents. He is working with NDOT and the supervisor locally here and then also in Clark County. And he indicated that the study was done and did show that they need to correct the signage to make it more consistent because the weight drops quickly coming into town. So he indicated that they would be doing a walkthrough. He would be doing that with NDOT and walking through so that they could actually make sure that the corrections are made properly. So that will be done within...
Is this in reference to the Cottonwood Coast sign that was discussed last month? Or?
No.
What are you...
Coming into Searchlight, like coming up the hill.
You mentioned signage.
So the signage isn't consistent the way it goes to
like speed limit? Or?
Yeah, speed limit signage, just because there's so much speeding through the town. Sergeant Dice indicated that they already have an increased highway patrol here because there's so much speeding going on. So that is being addressed, and just wanted to let you know. The other item that Sergeant Dice mentioned is that they have one trooper that is the commercial division, it's Trooper Travis, I think his last name, but he has been pulling over and citing a lot of commercial vehicles that are going around on the Nipton Road because what they're doing is trying to bypass the CHP checkpoint, so they're making a point of saying, hey, like, this is not the way to come, so there's increased commercial activity on the road, and also he wanted to let us know that there is increased non-commercial activity on the road because people have realized that this is a way to go around from Prim. So he said that the traffic increases on Sunday going towards California fivefold from normal day traffic. Which it has deteriorated the road, so at some point we need to potentially request from NDOT to get a study on that, on the traffic usage, so that we can get that road repaired because it's in bad condition.
I know they did a major emergency project on it a couple years ago when there was those flash floods and it washed out a lot of it. Was that just to repair the damage, or did they redo the roads then? Do you know?
No, I don't know, but I think it's one section. It's really bad. This one went, I just went to Walking Box and as well, and the road is horrible.
And is there, did you say there was a study happening now on the 164?
No, that we might want to see if we can address that at some point. That was his suggestion.
Thank you. Any other comments or concerns out there?
Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
The volunteer fire department will be having the annual turkey shoot this weekend on Saturday, November
18th.
12th. 12th, sorry. The weekend, November 12th. And it'll be from 9 until 1. It's just a quarter mile up past the community center, and it'll be on your left. We have really good prizes this year, including a couple tickets to the Golden Knights hockey game. So it's the grand prize. So it'll be a good time, and we're hoping for good weather and good turnout. So all are welcome. And we have games that are shooting games, but from the non-professional shooters. So it's fun. It's a fun day. So all are welcome.
I also have something. If Dwight will approach that.
Yes,
please.
Robert Sean, Searchlight Nevada USA. This weekend, November 12th, 3 p.m., I'm having a celebration of life with my wife, Sabre, at the Senior Center at 3 o'clock. So everybody's welcome. It's potluck, and that's what I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Applications are available until November 15th, 2022 for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Searchlight Town Advisory Board for a two-year term beginning January 2022. Planning and zoning, none. General business, review, discuss, and approve the 2023 Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting dates and take any action deemed appropriate.
I don't feel discussion is very necessary. If you guys have any concerns, feel free to relay them. Everybody good on it? Okay. All right, so I'd like to motion to approve the 2023 Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting dates.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting dates approved.
Review and finalize the FY 23-24 budget requests.
Yes, so you can take the list in front of you, and we'll want you to rank them. So we have the two lists, as we discussed last time. We did the, it was the Rexville Park area list, and then the other list. So what you'll do is you'll want to put your name on top of the list, and then rank all the items, and then next meeting, we will tabulate them all. We'll tabulate them before the meeting, and then we will have a final vote on them. So you can do that now if you like. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay.
Can you read them so everyone's aware of what's on them?
Sure.
So, as you know, last month we separated the list in two different lists. We'll start with the long one. So, the longer one is specifically for the Rexville Trail Park. out back here. And it reads as follows, Rex Bell, picnic area and playground, bathroom and storage, pedestrian crossing on Cottonwood Cove, botanical garden walk, gas line road relocation and parking lot, footbridge, bike racks, horseshoe pits, and pathway from elementary school to the park. And our other general budget requests are community center new sound system, update searchlight community center sign, demolish teen center, and pave around searchlight park. So, anyone have anything they wanted to comment on the capital budget request for 2023-2024?
Excuse me, I did have a question. I think the CDAC, is it like this year that we're eligible, is it 23?
I believe.
It's 23.
Yeah, I believe it is for 2023 CDAC, so.
So do we need to get that on the agenda for next week or next month?
No, they'll let us know.
No, they'll let us know. This is something different. This is kind of like, they call it like a wish list that we submit this to our finance department. They kind of like, they look at all the requests, we'll figure out what departments we have to talk to. There's some that I'll take on that I'll talk to departments. And then we see what we could possibly fund for the 2023-2024 fiscal year. So. CDAC one's kind of different, where that's like a different pot of money that goes to the whole application process and all that. So.
Okay, and we are going to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have two people that are on there, and they are already starting to make movement to do stuff already. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Comments by the general public here.
Oh, wait.
Right. So I'd like to motion that we finalize the fiscal year 2023-2024 budget request. All those in favor?
We're going to finalize this.
All right. Gas sign road right out here going to the dump.
Okay.
Yes.
So, no, on this side of the street though.
To the dump.
Yeah, right here. Like if you're going to the motorcycle track.
Yeah, off of Cotton Cove.
Correct.
So what do you want to do?
That's where the other parking lot goes over the further drive.
So it would be around the south of the dump?
Correct. And the road would move over to the next part of the public right of way.
Okay.
It would move over.
Right.
General public period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to attend, the link to the presentation. This will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote.
All right, hello. My name is Craig Bakurjian. That's spelled B-A-K-E-R-J-I-A-N. And I'm the campaign manager for the Honor of Iguame National Monument Coalition. We just wanted to stop by and say hi and let you all know about some of the exciting things that have happened the last couple months. So as many of you know, the Spirit of the Land Art Exhibit, which was a collection of artists, local, who were inspired by our desert landscape, has concluded its run here in Searchlight. So the Community Postcards event is part of our touring exhibit, getting to travel across the country into California to show, you know, what's right in our backyard. Additionally, the Iquimay Coalition has done community outings, letting folks know, you know, why we're working so hard to protect this area. And again, very excited to see some movement across the country with National Monument efforts, and hoping our time comes soon. So again, very excited, very thankful for the support of the Town of Searchlight and the Town Advisory Board has shown us in the past. And, you know, looking to continue to bring you all good news about protecting our public lands.
Thank you.
Hello there, Jim Stanger with Friends of Walking Box Ranch. That's S-T-A-N-G-E-R. I live in Las Vegas. Also, just wanted to give you all a quick update on happenings at Walking Box Ranch. There were two recent events, one on the 22nd, that was mentioned a little earlier, the Diamonds and Denim event, which included tours of the house and various activities and kind of a little bit of living history, I think, was thrown in there. I couldn't make it myself, but I heard it was really, heard it was excellent. Can't wait to try something like that again here in the near future. One thing that did come out of that we're gonna work for is we got a lot of feedback that, you know, people are really interested in touring the house or getting more information on the grounds and in the history of the ranch. And although we've been working with BLM on a roadmap, a series of activities that will lead to opening the site to the public here sometime in the future, you know, that's kind of when BLM wanted to start with regular scheduled tours of the house and the grounds. I think we're gonna work with them, you know, based on some feedback from the past few weeks, we're gonna work with them here in the weeks ahead to maybe put together, maybe once a month or so, something a little more informal, a tour of the grounds, open up the house for folks, things like that, maybe like the equivalent of like a hard hat tour or something. It's a tour of the area knowing that it's not yet complete. You know, look for that in the days ahead. We'll pass out flyers and have more information online when that's coming around. I think we're looking maybe once a month or so. We are doing groundskeeping and other work, housekeeping and other maintenance of the grounds. Currently scheduled for the first Saturday of every month, so the next one coming up is December 3rd. Community is welcome to come out and help us do some groundskeeping, and they're going to open up the house and take care of the inside a little bit also. Again, those are scheduled for the first Saturday of every month for the foreseeable future, and then other times as we need, as different projects or different activities. Different things need to get done, we'll schedule times during the month for those. And then the second event that happened was just this last Saturday. We facilitated a meeting of the Searchlight Museum Guild. They had their annual meeting at the ranch. About 60 people showed up. It was great. They had a fundraiser that generated funds to support the maintenance of the cemetery and the ground, and surrounding grounds. So we're grateful to help with that effort. And, you know, again, we're looking for opportunities to do events like this at the ranch even before it opens to the public on a regular basis. So any feedback or if you'd like to volunteer or know somebody that has a couple extra hours to spare in a weekend, hit us up, go to friendsofwbr.org, and let us know you're interested, and we'll hook you up with a date. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Good evening. I have a tendency to go long, so I'll start my own time. Good evening. My name is Luis Plancarte, Plancarte. This is way down there. I am with Equinox Gold, and we are the ones restarting up the old Viceroy mine. Castle Mountain is what we call it. I wanted to give you a brief update of some of the things that have been going on. As we continue to get the property going, I wanted to let you know that in March we submitted to BLM and the County of San Bernardino the application with an updated reclamation plan. In other words, what would this property look like once we are done? In July, they revised the application, and they were ready to submit it to the Division of Mines and Reclamation of the State of California for comment. They had no comment. They sent it back in August, and we're looking forward to probably between now and January starting the initial CEQA studies, those changes, of which we'll be out here, and the consultants will be out here talking to the community about the quality, environmental, and air needs of the area. Wanted to also let you know that we are close to entering what we call phase two. And as we get ready to go into phase two, eventually hiring for operation will start. We expect to have somewhere between 300 or 400 employees while we operate. So it's going to be a huge recruiting effort. And obviously, we'll have recruiting efforts here. You know, in the general area. There will be a period coming up also where we will have to do some construction of the facilities. And for that, the construction group itself will be about 500 people. And so that will be a transient group that will come in. They build the facilities. And then some of them wish to stay on as employees. They have to apply like everybody else. Some of them are just, you know, traveler construction people. We expect that of those 300-400 that we are going to employ full time, that translates into an average 2.83 additional jobs that are not directly employed by us, but employed because of us. And that might include, for example, fuel delivery, trucking companies, and so on. Wanted to give you some general numbers. Of course, we are located in California. We're 9 miles into California, and so our taxes and so on largely will go to San Bernardino County. County will get about $98 million in property taxes. The state of California will get about $214 million in extraction fees. School districts, for example, such as the Baker School District, will get over $20 million for classrooms and additional schools. The Barstow Community College, over almost $10 million. And other school taxes, an additional $37 million. So we are here to be, you know, a benefit to the community. I can go and go and go, but I felt this already making noise. So I'll be around, happy to answer any questions. Also, if I may, at a future date, if you allow me to, I can do a full PowerPoint presentation that would take me more like 10 minutes to actually bring you up to date at some of the things going on. I am very happy to see in the agenda the wish list that you guys have, because as a company, we like to help you with some of those as well. So once the county chimes in and maybe they pick some items that is priority for them and some are secondary priority, we're happy to look at that. And so I'll be around after. I'm usually here at every meeting, and I'll have my cards in case you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. And I would just say, you can contact myself or Tammy, our emails on the front of the agenda. Just give us like a month or two advance notice of when you'd like to come, and we can figure out how to agenda size it and all that and get all that information. So,
yep, not a problem.
Yeah, I would like to see him on the agenda next month, if possible, because I have like 6 questions I just wrote down.
Sure. I mean, yeah, please email us, and then we can like start the dialogue, figure out when to put you on the agenda, hopefully next month.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next meeting date, December 14th, 2022.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much.